Good evening, Wahoos, and welcome to a beautifully sunny but kind of chilly day here in Richmond, Virginia.
It's a beautiful day, beautiful spring day.
Hubbo likes this kind of day because he can put on a coat or a sweater and he doesn't sweat any.
That's right. You know, it's a non-perspiration day. Beautiful day, sunshine, a nice Western Pennsylvania day.
We're thrilled to be here. Technically, this is our last show of Who's Talking Season 5. But Hubbo tells me there might be enough funding and sponsor support to do one last bonus show in May. So we're going to endeavor to see if we can scratch together nickels and quarters. And
yeah, tonight we're going to call this a telethon. So 345-0910, call in with your contribution.
No, look, we'll take 5, 10, 15, 20, take 25, 30, 35, 40, 45. What the heck? We got Jesse back there. I think Jesse smiled for the first time this year.
Jesse just dropped in a 20. That's good. So we're off to a fast start.
Yeah, Jesse wants the full compensation for the year. Anyhow... It's been quite the exciting spring for Wahoo Athletics. The number two UVA baseball team has racked up 30 wins this year, 14-4 in the ACC, and coming off a nice winning weekend against Clemson, winning 2 of 3 against a very good Clemson Tiger baseball team.
Yeah, and I noticed they're, what, one of 4 teams in the country that has won every weekend series this year?
And I promise you, if the Cavaliers can win 2 out of 3 against the Tar Heels this weekend in Charlottesville, by the way, sports fans, if you want to go see some great baseball, get in your car this weekend, go up and see the Wahoos and the Tar Heels. Seriously, good baseball.
Yeah, two teams that are College World Series class teams. You know,
goodness, these two teams can play some ball. By the way, I just want to point this out, Hubbo. I bet you didn't know this. This past weekend, Wahoo Baseball drew 13,947 fans to Davenport Field for the series against the Clemson Tigers. That shattered the record from last year where the Wahoos drew like 13,500 against Florida State. So maybe this weekend, with even better weather projected and forecast, the Wahoos and the Tar Heels, maybe they can get over that 14,000 and get closer to 15,000, which I think is capacity.
Because, I mean, you know, college baseball, Davenport Field, it's a beautiful setting, as you well know.
Oh, it's amazing.
And the quality of baseball at the college level is so good anymore, and it's just a fun atmosphere and a great family opportunity. So, yeah, if you have a chance to go, do it.
People watching is fun there, too. You meet people from all over the Mid-Atlantic at UVA baseball games. Also attended the UVA lacrosse game on Friday, and although the Wahoos lost to a very good Blue Devil team, was very impressed with the Dom Starsh's kids. They never gave up and made a very nice, spirited comeback and even had a chance to bring it back to one goal and had good chance to do it. They had a man who was cranking up a shot from about 25 feet away who got stripped from behind on a lucky play.
Now, I know they were having some face-off issues for a while. Are they doing a little better in that regard?
It comes and goes with the Wahoo lacrosse team. And, you know, in the games that are coming up against Bellarmine and also the next game will be, after that, will be UNC in the showcase game up there at the ACC tournament. Virginia will play Carolina on the 26th at PPL Park in Chester, Pennsylvania. Cavaliers, if they want to get into the tournament and do any damage this year, they've got to win these two games.
Yeah.
I think that would seal the deal. Looking at women's lacrosse, they're playing at 6 p.m. tonight. They're playing Virginia Tech in Blacksburg, big game. Cavaliers need that to guarantee a winning record. And because of their strength of schedule, I think they would land – a bid to the NCAA. They play the toughest schedule in the country.
And importantly, your boy Brian Bolin, I think the ACC win streak is up to 117, isn't it?
Correct. The Cavaliers now own outright with 117 consecutive ACC wins.
Which, by the way, is mind-boggling.
It is mind-boggling that they could do this, particularly in this modern era.
That's over like an 8, 9, 10-year period, isn't it?
And what's wild is Virginia clinched the ACC regular season title. They're the number one seed. They still have one more team match on the 19th against VPI, and then they will travel down for the, 2 weekends from now down to Cary, North Carolina, where they're the number one seed, and they will play on the 25th. Remains to be seen who they'll end up playing. A lock for a bid for the NCAAs. Currently, the Wahoos are fifth, but what's wild is they're 19-2. So there's only two teams in the country that have beaten them. How can they be the fifth seed or fifth ranked? There's some foolishness going on there. I'm proud of the women's tennis team, who are number four in the country. Very impressive. Mark Gelbo has done an amazing job, and they are 17-4, 11-1 in the ACC, and they have got the ACC tournament coming up on the 23rd through the 27th. They also are guaranteed a bid to the NCAAs. May 9th is when that begins. The Wahoos, both men's and women's teams, will be playing NCAA tournament tennis and will be favored to go a long way. And the men, as you know, are defending national champions, and they've got players. So women's golf is number 22 in the nation, headed to the ACC tournament right now this week down in Greensboro. Men's golf have already won two tournaments this year. They shattered the school record a week or so ago, shooting an 819, and they were 45 under par. That's incredible. They won the Jim West Intercollegiate down there in McKinney, Texas, and blew everybody away. And Coach Bowen Sargent, who's been a guest on our show, he commented that a lot of things have to go right for your team to shoot 45 under. And he said everybody was hitting on all cylinders. And I know he must be very excited as they get closer to the ACC tournament.
If they continue to play that well, we're going to change his name to Bowen Lieutenant.
Yes.
Time for a promotion.
We're going to promote Bowen. And they've got the this weekend they're playing down there in Raleigh in the Wolfpack Invitational, which is an excellent tournament. And the men's golf team is led by Denny McCarthy, Ben Rush, and Dave Pastore. We'll come back to some of the Olympic sports stuff.
A lot going on in the spring, but clearly the
men's... Spring football.
We're going to get to that in a moment. But the men's tennis and the baseball team just having outstanding years, and they're both contenders for a national championship.
No way to avoid that.
But spring football.
Spring football, was there.
Grayson Lambert, tell me about him.
First off, we got to give our props. Number one, we have our trusty intern, William Boyd, in the studio tonight. William, say hello. And we want to make sure his parents know that he's not doing something else. He's behaving himself, and he's earning some credits, I guess.
And our other gentleman is walking in, Chris Sills.
He is tardy, but he's here. Better late than never.
He has a doctor's excuse. Sure.
Fiddle faddle.
Job excuse.
Job.
We don't have jobs.
What's a job?
All right, so let's talk about the spring game real quick. First off, got there early. Got to walk down on the field. Got to see some of Virginia's big-time commits that are going to matriculate this summer, like Quinn Blanding. And let me tell you something. Quinn Blanding is a brute. I mean, he's a safety. Years ago, that guy would have been the big wide receiver or a potential kid that needed to put on weight to be a tight end. I was standing 6 feet away from him, and I'm going, no wonder he's one of the top prospects in modern collegiate history to be a big-time star at safety. He's a beast. I mean, holy cow, he's standing next to some offensive linemen, and they you know, I don't think they wanted to arm wrestle him. I can tell you that.
Well, that's good. That's the kind of kid we need. We need some kids that can go back there and cover and tackle.
Well, I saw, while we're on it, a number of big-time players. I saw Andrew Brown recently. I don't know that I saw him on Saturday. Andrew Brown looks like he's very happy to be a young man in college. He seems very happy, and I understand by all accounts he's not only a terrific athlete, he's an amazing student. I saw Jake Feeler from Parkersburg. He's an lineman that's already enrolled. I saw Stephen Moss from a short distance. Kanane Brown, a linebacker. I think I saw Corwin Turtle Cutler, the Virginia Beach product, who will be contending this coming year or two from now at the quarterback position. All these guys look terrific.
Cutler's not in school yet, is he?
No, he'll be there this summer.
This summer.
He's wrapping up things in good order at FUMA. And Corwin is an athlete and a half, and he if there was ever a kid that can overcome a bad knee injury, Corwin Culler is the guy, and I understand he's been busting it. All right, we're going to jump to break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the spring game in detail and discuss my assessment of the quarterback position. So stay with us. This is Who's Talking.